Which quarterback gets the nod on Saturday? Let's dive into it.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to dive into this Friday, day before Auburn takes on the Oklahoma Sooners for the first time ever. Well, not maybe. I'm not sure about ever, but the first time as SEC opponents in Jordan-Hare Stadium, the last game of this five-game homestand. It's a big game for both teams that are both reeling, looking for their first SEC win. And we're going to dive into this quarterback situation. Let's talk about who they haven't declared a starter. By the time we've recorded this show, they have not declared who's starting the game. Let's talk about the pros and cons of each, and then make a little prediction, I guess, at the end, give my reason of who I think should start. So we'll dive into that in just a second. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code NEXTROUND for a double up deposit bonus. Give them whatever you deposit. They're going to give you that amount back on top of it to play with absolutely free by using the coupon code NEXTROUND. All the sports betting lines that you can imagine, you can get on there. Name the sport. They got a line for it for you to bet on. Easy deposits, easy withdrawals. You should definitely check them out with mybookie.ag. As we get closer to this game on Saturday, I expected all week that we would, kind of like last week, a starter would have been leaked or would have been announced, but it hasn't happened yet. And, you know, maybe by the time you are listening to this podcast, a starter's been named, but it doesn't seem like we're gonna put that out there yet. They've battled in practice. There's good intel that both quarterbacks are confident that they're starting Saturday. I believe Hank has a good feeling about possibly starting on Saturday. Peyton the same way. So what are the pros and cons of each? I think both of them have some positives. I think both of them have some negatives, and it's a very, very tough decision. But let's break it down. Let's break it down and talk about the pros. And let's start with Peyton. So start with the positives, and then we'll hit the negatives. And I'm going to try to be fair on both guys. What are the positives? Okay, you're going into this game against Oklahoma, probably one of the more talented defensive lines that you're going to play all season. Period. Definitely up to this point, the more talented defensive line, but maybe one of the more talented defensive lines you're going to play all season. Peyton gives you an aspect that Hank just can't, and that's the mobility aspect and the threat to run. And you could see that a little bit last Saturday at times, Peyton being able to pick up some extra yards, being able to be actually called on to run the ball. And I think that helps sort of keep the defense honest a little bit. I think that helps, you know, I can't just 100% pin my ears back and come, because I have to respect that this guy could step up and he could run for 10, 15 yards. So Peyton's has a little bit of athletic, I don't want to even say a little bit, he has a good bit of athletic ability, and he makes it possible to add that extra element in the run game. We've seen game plans against superior defensive lines before last year against Alabama and Arkansas, where you don't necessarily need to rely on Peyton to throw the ball 40 times. You can devise a game. You can come up with a game plan around his legs and make that running threat a big part of the offense. And I think, you know, that could be something that could be instrumental in this game, when maybe you're not going to have all the time in the world to be able to diagnose a defense and make a decision and get the ball out. Okay, so you could have a lot more issues in the passing game because of that defensive line. So I think the running element is something that's very big that gives Peyton an edge at times. So that's definitely something that's a pro. Number two, I mean, another thing, he's faced defensive lines that are as talented as this before. So he has faced in-game defensive lines that are as talented or maybe even more talented and had a fair amount of success. You know, if you want to talk about box score, that's one thing. If you want to talk about box score and it's passing statistics only, then that's one thing. But to be able to go up against Alabama and go up against Arkansas, go up against Georgia last year and do what he did and execute the offense, which is all you really need to do. You listen to Tyler Siski the last 2 days talk about just making the correct decision is pretty much all you have to do and stay on schedule. He was able to do that against those two teams last year. So can that carry over to this big game against Oklahoma? I think that's something experience gives him a little bit of an edge. So from a passing perspective, I honestly think there's not much difference in the two. So I can't really come up with a pro from the passing standpoint, but I think that his legs and his experience definitely are a pro going into this matchup. Now, what are the negatives? We've all talked about the negatives. Okay. The negatives is we've seen him against average defensive lines. If there's a little bit of adversity, he tends to fold. He does. He tends to lock up. He tends to not be able to make decisions. He tends to press and not just continue to play within himself and make the right decision. Even if it's a 3-yard gain, he tends to press, and we want to go deep, and we want to make the home run play. We want to make the ESPN highlight. And he gets himself into trouble. And that's happened over and over again. It's happened this year with Cal. I mean, the first little bit of adversity and the ability to get to the line and then diagnose a play and then make those decisions becomes really, really tough for him. So can you afford to play the most talented defensive line that you've played all year and put a guy out there that if there is an interception or if there is a sack, I'm not sure that he can rebound. I'm not sure that he can pull himself out of it. I mean, that's definitely something that's got to be of concern. So there's, and then there's the inaccuracy at times under pressure. I think that's something that's definitely has to be of concern as well. Whereas you do have a lot of positives in the run game, you do have a lot of positives in experience, and he has had some success in big games. You also have the thought in the back of your mind, hey, if anything goes south here, does Peyton have it to be able to dig us out of it? Does Peyton have it to be able to just stay within himself, be patient, and make the right decisions? I don't know that we've 100% seen that yet. Even in those games against Alabama and Georgia last year, everything was working. there wasn't a ton of adversity. Like he just played within himself and he played within the system and everything kind of worked. So there was not a ton of like having to make a huge play or having to, like something outside of himself. He just kind of played within the system. And there wasn't even a ton of adversity in those games. So can he dig himself out of adversity? I think that's the big key. That's a huge con that I don't know that I've seen yet. I don't know that I've seen him be able to sort of dust himself off and be able to, put a mistake behind him and move forward. It's something that's I'm waiting to see, but I'm not sure that it's there. And then you got the aspect of this is his last year. Do you continue to give him opportunities when you could build for the future? I totally understand that aspect as well. So that's the pros and cons for Thorne. And we're going to move over to Hank in just a second. But before we do that, we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Retirement results presented by Active Wealth Management. I don't care if you have a 401k. I don't care if you already have some type of retirement plan in in the works. I don't care if you have some sort of savings plan in the works. There's no way you know for sure that your plan is performing at an optimal level. There's just no way you can know that without double checking, without asking for an outside opinion. And Ford Stokes is that guy. You can go to retirementresults.com/plan, reach out to him, get a custom portfolio analysis where he'll go through everything. This is not just some cookie cutter PowerPoint presentation. This is digging into the numbers, diving into the fees, diving into everything you have going on and making sure that it's moving in the right direction. So check him out. It's absolutely zero risk and you'll make a really good friend at the same time. So tell him War Eagle, tell him I sent you, Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Hank Brown is another option, and I think it's a pretty good option to give a shot that you have to decide between Peyton and Hank. Let's talk about pros for Hank. Look, Hank is seemingly doesn't let a lot of things ruffle him. I don't know that last Saturday was so much of him being nervous or being having the moment be too big for him. I think it's just a little bit of, you know, being a rookie, being a little green, not having an idea of how to compete, not having the experience of knowing what it's like to play in an SEC game. One of the interceptions was just a bad throw. One of them you could argue was the okay decision after looking at Aaron Murray reviewing the film. I think there were some better options. Tyler Siski thought there were some better options, but you could see where he just kind of got, confused on what the guy he was keying in on, the defender he was keying in on, what he was going to do there. And then the second interception was just a really bad decision. But at times, Hank has shown that he's been able to get the ball out quick. He's been able to make a decision quickly. Okay, so even though maybe he's made an incorrect decision quickly, being able to make decisions quickly is going to be instrumental in this game on Saturday. It's going to be key in this game on Saturday because that defensive line is so talented and can get you and can affect you and is going to show you a bunch of different looks. So to be able to diagnose a play and make a decision quickly, even if it's just a 2 or 3 yard gain, like we talked about, you got to stay on schedule against this team. 2nd and 7, 2nd and 6 is so much better than 2nd and 10. You just got so many more options in the playbook if that's the case. So I think that's huge. He's never really had a tendency to hold on to the ball, whereas Peyton has. That's maybe another con for Peyton. Hank diagnoses and makes decisions quickly. And again, sometimes that leads him to trouble, but a lot of times it leads him to success. Even at times, Saturday, we were moving the ball. Like he was making the right decisions. We were moving the ball. We were getting the ball out quick. He was making some accurate throws. He just made a couple of wrong decisions that ended up being, crucial, ended up being crippling. And it obviously put Auburn in a bind. So I think decision-making, I would definitely put in a pro in Hank's favor from a time clock, from a stopwatch scenario. I can diagnose, I can process, I can get the ball out quickly, which is going to be something that's very, very important on Saturday. Accuracy. I think Hank is probably the more accurate quarterback. I just really do. I think he, even on the run, he seems to be a little bit more accurate. And I just think he has the more precise, he's able to put the ball on the money a little bit better than Peyton Thorne. And I'm just being quite frank. I think he's a more accurate quarterback. He's not quite as physically gifted, and that may be shifting into the cons. He's not nearly as physically gifted from an athletic standpoint, from a runner standpoint, but he's effective enough. You saw he had a third down conversion where he pulled it and picked up the first down. I think he had another one where he stepped up in the pocket and scrambled for, 4 or 5 yards instead of taking a sack. Like he has some ability to run, but it's just not quite as a weapon as it would be for Peyton Thorne. So let's talk about the negatives. So we've talked about positives. You know, he diagnoses plays quickly. He does seem cool, even though, you know, he did turn some balls over, but I don't think that's necessarily him being, you know, too nervous or the moment's too big. I just think he made some bad decisions. And he made a lot of good decisions as well, but he made three crucial bad decisions, and it cost him cost us the game and cost him the rest of the game as far as being the starter. So what are the cons? Number one, he's young. He has not played a defensive line as experienced as this. Okay. So even though he makes quick decisions and even though he doesn't seem to get rattled, you're going up against the best defensive line you've ever seen. Yeah. Talking about Hank. So if you struggle a little bit making some decisions last week, what could Oklahoma's defense in general present to you to make you struggle making those crucial bad decisions? Could Oklahoma put you in a spot where it's hard for you, even though you diagnose things quickly? Could Oklahoma disguise some things? Could Oklahoma trick you just because you haven't had a ton of experience? You haven't seen a ton. You don't know what you don't know. I think that is something that is very, very something definitely to watch. I mean, it's something definitely you should put on the radar. I think would admit, hey, I've never seen anything quite as good as this. Oklahoma's defense is pretty nasty. Okay, so that the experience in playing defenses of that caliber is something that I'm a little bit concerned about with Hank. And then we just talked about the athletic ability and being able to scramble and extend plays when things aren't there. And then, you know, I think this is a con at times, is Hank's a little bit of a gunslinger. Okay, Hank wants to make a big play, and I love that about him. And then I think it gets him in trouble at the same time. And you heard Tyler Siski talk about it. Like, you don't have to do that. You don't have to make those plays. You can just hand the ball off. You know, just if you're confused and you're thinking about going deep and it's not the right decision, just hand the ball off. The R is a pretty good option in this thing. Handing it to 27, handing it to zero, handing it to 23. You got pretty good options there under that R to make it a pretty good decision. So I think that's definitely something to keep in mind. So who should start? We've talked about the pros. I think both of them I could see going either way. I could see the pro going either way. I could see the argument going either way if whoever Hugh were to decide. So who would I start? Okay. And this is really easy for me to say because I'm not in the meetings. I don't know the plan. I don't know the packages. I don't know the plays, but all I know is what I've seen and what I compare this Oklahoma defense to and what I've seen Auburn have success with. And I honestly think, and I know I'm probably going to catch a lot of heat of this, but I think Peyton Thorne is probably the best option to start on Saturday. I think Peyton, just mainly because of his legs and what he gives you, and then the offensive system that you were able to run in those big games against those tough defenses, against those Alabamas, the Georgia, that sort of really scaled down, run heavy portion of the RPO, and just sort of pick and take your shots when you can, and not try to continue to drop back and throw the ball down the field. I think that's really Auburn's best bet to control the ball. You got to control it. And I know that sounds crazy because you've put the ball on the ground 10 times, even though a couple of those were by walk-ons and freshmen. You put the ball on the ground 10 times in four games. So I know thinking run the ball, it seems kind of crazy because more carries seem to be, you know, fatal for Auburn just as much as interceptions. But I still think that's going to be protecting the ball and taking shots when you can is going to be paramount because Oklahoma's also going to struggle on offense. So the one thing you can't do is give them opportunities to get good field position, give them opportunities to you know, make big plays in on defense to, you know, give them short fields, because if they have to drive the field, if you have to make them drive, they're going to struggle just as much as Auburn would probably struggle. So I think Peyton Thorne probably gives you a little bit of an edge there, a little bit of a different element, and helps you sort of maintain control of the ball and then pick and take shots when you can. But again, I would understand if Hank was the guy too. I'm just going with what I think based off of what I've seen, based off of what we have, based off of what we have in front of us. I think Peyton Thorne probably gives you the best chance to win this game. But I'm going to ride with Hank. If they choose to roll with Hank, I'm good with that too. I think I can definitely see the argument on that side as well. So it's going to be an interesting couple of next 24 hours to see exactly what ends up happening. And we're going to jump behind it, and we're going to ride. This is a big game. Got to win it, and definitely need to get the momentum going back at least somewhat in the right direction. And I still feel like if you just can limit turnovers, you got some stuff that you can work with. So let's see what happens on Saturday. Got a big recruiting weekend as well that we're going to talk about. We're going to break down on Sunday night like we always do. I got a Know the Enemy coming up in the morning about Oklahoma. And then we're going to go live after the game on Saturday. We got so much content coming. So pumped you guys are a part of it. Had some awesome shows with Tyler Siski. Great feedback over the last couple of days. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep doing that, keep building on that. Definitely need to subscribe to thebarnauburn.com. We had a good conversation last night. There's some updates on quarterback recruiting and where Auburn may be going. Are they ready to pivot from Deuce? Is there a new target emerging? You could find all that out on thebarnauburn.com for only $1 for your first month, and then $9.95 after that. Jump in the conversation and have some fun. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. You know we're going to be back every single day. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. This is another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.